New electrical service. On my way to Alavanderia, electricians are installing a new electrical service to the front of a residential commercial building on Main Street. Like most of the homes in this neighborhood, there's a retail space on the bottom floor. Atop the retail space, accessible by a door and stairs, is an apartment. In this refurbish, the retail space serves as a staging ground for conduit, PVC pipe, bags of mortar, tools, and lunchboxes. In our modern times, all buildings have to have water, sewer, and electrical capabilities meeting city codes. These building exteriors, protected by historical site designations, are brick or adobe plastered with a cement veneer, and will stand for another 100 years if they are kept repaired. Electric was provided up to now through the splicing of two large, thick wires, joined and carelessly wrapped with electrician's tape, dangling down the front of the building. After the new panel box is anchored and wire pulled through legal conduit, power will be reconnected. Inside, new occupants will be able to power more gadgets from more places in each room, have power to run things that weren't even imagined in the days this building was first built. When these buildings were built, people were heating with fireplaces, lighting with candles. Horses and carriages were the rage. It's a simple job, this installation of a new electrical service box. These guys have tools, wear hard hats, and act like construction guys anywhere in the world. Working construction for decades, it's hard for me to watch other people work without wanting to lend a hand. Retirement is difficult if you are used to doing things.